This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
There, is that better?
That's fantastic. I love that.
Well, always a critic.
It's not your fault. I wasn't criticizing you by any shape of the imagination. Welcome to a Monday edition of the WILO and Boone 1027 Party Line, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Bjerk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. You can also watch the Party Line show on HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, and Newell Gas in Michigan Town. 765-659-3338 is the number to call in if you have questions today. But we do have our Marchand's Window Tinting Spotlight. And today we're welcoming Jason Moore from Buttermilk Biscuit Company in Delphi. Jason, how are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you. First of all, tell us a little bit about where you're located so we know where to come and visit.
Sure. We are located at 124 East Main Street in Delphi. It's right on the corner, directly across from the city hall.
Okay, so
and the fire station.
Easy to find then.
Yes, ma'am, right on the main street.
Well, I've been looking a little bit at your menu here, and I'm like salivating like Pavlov's dog in here. It's kind of hard to talk because it's not what I expected at all. So first of all, tell us a little bit about a biscuit company. Like, you know, we hear of, I don't know, other things, but I've never heard of a biscuit business. So I love the idea. And who doesn't like a biscuit, right? So tell us a little bit about how this just got started to begin with.
Well, it started as a germ in my mind when I was about 17. I used to work in a lot of restaurants, and I worked in a fast food restaurant that happened to make biscuits. I did various things off and on in the food industry, off and on for the last 40 years. And I did a lot of traveling. And in some of the places that I traveled, specifically down south, there are some restaurants that feature biscuits. So I thought that would translate really well here. I recently left my position as a hospice social worker in Lafayette, and I just decided this was my dream and I wanted to do it. So here we are.
Good for you. I love that. And again, Jason Moore with Buttermilk Biscuit Company from downtown Delphi is our guest on the Marchand's Window Tinting Spotlight today. And so you've made biscuits in the past. How did you decide on a final recipe? Was this one that you knew of? Was it one you've kind of tweaked and created? So talk about your biscuits.
Yeah, we researched it quite a bit. I probably made over 100 different batches of biscuits before we settled on this recipe. I did a lot of research online, a lot of old cookbooks that I found, and it's a pretty basic recipe. I don't want to give away too much, but we're really proud of it. We do feature real butter and buttermilk. We're not using margarine or anything, and it's not pre-made biscuits. We make our biscuits fresh every morning and throughout the morning.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I've got a copy of the menu here, and I'm seeing some things that are not, I think, what people would expect. Some really creative and cool things. I came across like the Oracle. Okay, so there's a hand-breaded chicken, smoky bacon, cheese gravy, and egg your way biscuit?
Yeah, on a biscuit sandwich. Yeah, that's a knife and fork biscuit sandwich. We also have the Dolly, which is fried chicken, bacon, and honey. And we have one called the Peyton, which has goat cheese and strawberry jalapeno jam that we make here in the restaurant.
Well, that was where I was going. I actually had that circled, the strawberry jalapeno jam. You guys make that yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
every
my
week.
Gosh, that sounds phenomenal.
Oh, you make it weekly? You actually
yes.
make that stuff weekly. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's talk about, you do have a couple of appetizers, and I think that's interesting. I was looking at the fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, we bred those, and we serve that with a house-made ranch. And then we have hillbilly tots, which are tots, cheese, and our sausage gravy. Yeah, those are our appetizers.
I just think it's definitely not what I expect. I mean, when I will tell you, Julia Leahy has prepped us here and told us that you folks were coming. And so we were already really excited. But I think we were all thinking just more biscuits. I mean, like, I want to pack up and come right there right now. I don't want to get you off the air right now because
sure.
I want to give you your moment. But I really do. I told Mel, I'm like, we need to go, like, now. We need to make it a point
sure.
to go over there because it is definitely unique things. And you have lots of different sandwiches. You know, you can get your egg and cheese on a biscuit. And then I see you have even a cinnamon biscuit. So you have a lot of things that people would mm-hmm. expect. But you have a lot of things that I wasn't really expecting. I see waffles on here, too.
Yeah, we do waffles, we do omelets, and we have a couple of salads. One is called a strawberry field salad, which is spinach and goat cheese, fresh strawberries, candied pecans, and honey balsamic dressing that we make here in the restaurant as well. So we have a little bit of everything.
Well, I want people to realize, too, and they need to go to your Facebook page, and we'll promote that here in just a little bit, because your Facebook page, the pictures are phenomenal. But I want people to realize, we think buttermilk biscuit, we think of the little biscuit that you get that goes with your dinner and that kind of stuff. These suckers are huge. They're the size of a bun that you put sandwiches on.
Yeah, they're cat head biscuits. They're about the size of a cat head.
I had never thought about that as a reference. Again, we're speaking with Jason Moore from the Buttermilk Biscuit Company in Delphi, and I can tell there's a little bit of a Southern flair when I sorted through your menu here, because I saw Mary's Grits.
Yep, that's named after my wife. So you'll find things on the menu with different names. They're named after people that are special to me or that have influenced me. And, of course, my wife Mary is my biggest influence, and she loves grits. So she likes them this way, with cheese, green onions, an egg, and a little bit of hot sauce, and that's served with one of our biscuits and two strips of bacon. So that's a pretty hearty meal.
That is a hearty meal. I think that's what's getting me, is I'm looking through here going, oh my gosh, this also biscuit French toast. How can you go wrong with that? It sounds amazing.
Yeah, that we use our cinnamon biscuits for that, and we dip it in an egg wash, fry it in butter. And then that's topped with caramel, powdered sugar, whipped cream, and we use real maple syrup here in the restaurant as well.
All right, you just put her into a coma, so Cindy is literally, she's dreaming now at this point.
We might have to do the show from over there one morning.
I know, I'm thinking road trip already. But I did notice that you had, what was it, a spinach salad? You have salads too as well.
Yep, a farmer salad and a strawberry field salad. The farmer salad is spinach, tomatoes, onions, cheese, bacon, and one of our hand-breaded fried chicken tenders on here. That's another thing that we do that some folks may not. Our chicken tenders are always fresh, and we hand-bread each one to order. We don't buy pre-made or processed chicken tenders.
I saw somewhere on here, and I can't find it right this second, hot honey. Tell me about that.
Yep, we have a sandwich called the Miley, and that has goat cheese and hot honey, and essentially it's honey with some hot chili in it, and
so it has a kick.
Kind of spicy, but it's sweet. It has a little bit of a kick. It's sweet and spicy.
Oh, I bet people would love that, because there's those folks that love that, just a little sweet with a little heat.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that's very popular as well. And again, Jason Moore from Buttermilk Biscuit Company is our Marshan's Window Tinning Spotlight this morning in Delphi. I don't want to overlook at all that you also have coffees or espresso, hot or iced. So tell us a little bit about that, too.
Yes, so we source our coffee from a company from Indianapolis that sources directly from producers around the world. And we have five types of coffee that we have. We have Zing, which is a kind of a sweet, fruity-flavored coffee. Conduit is a medium, bold coffee. And then our Arc is rich, and that's a traditional coffee that most folks have. And we also use that Arc for our espressos. So we have several different espresso drinks, like a Snickers, which has caramel and chocolate and hazelnut. We make a Heath one with caramel and chocolate and toffee. So we do a lot of things with espressos, and we have Americanos, and you can get them hot or iced. And then we also feature a coffee from a producer every month that rotates. And this month it's called Anahai, and it's from Brazil. And it has notes of sweet chocolate, peanut butter and cherry, and peanut butter and jelly and cherry.
Oh my goodness.
Now, question for you, because I know the company that you're talking about, because I've worked with a lot of Indiana companies that produce their own. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they source their beans and everything from all over the world, but they do all the grinds and stuff themselves. Do you actually sell the coffee itself in the...
Yes.
That's what I thought.
They do the roasting. We fresh grind our coffees every morning. So every coffee that you get, whether it's the Arc or the Zing or the Conduit, we grind the beans here. They roast the beans for us, but we grind them here.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's one of the things that I like about that company, too, as well, is that they give you the option to be able to do all that.
Right.
Talk about, and this one's going to, I don't think Cindy saw it, but it's at the bottom of the menu. Talk about the s'more, because I know that's going to be one of Cindy's favorites.
Yeah, so the s'mores espresso is chocolate, and it has marshmallow syrup in it. It's an espresso drink with milk, and then we top it with whipped cream and crumbled graham crackers.
Oh, my goodness. You had me at hello.
Uh-huh.
I did have a question. Someone listening was wondering if you offered any gluten-free items.
So, not with the biscuits, but we do have, like I mentioned, we do have the omelets that we can make and the salads that we can make for them.
And then, as I continue to look down the menu here, I want to ask you about the Boom Chicken Wow Wow. Can you explain that to listeners?
Sure. The Boom Chicken Wow Wow is a waffle that we stuff with cheese and bacon, and we top with a fried chicken breast and powdered sugar. And then we serve that with whipped cream and our real maple syrup. Now, that's been a pretty popular one as well.
Yeah, I can see why. It looks amazing along with everything else. I mean, just a plain biscuit. I like just a plain biscuit, but you go adding all these things, and it's just like, oh my goodness, you guys have really gone above and beyond, and I definitely think people need to check this out. More than what I expected, I have to be honest with you. So I'm super thrilled and can't wait to get over there and check it all out and try the biscuits.
Well, and I want people to know, too, that not everybody's a coffee drinker.
Right.
So you guys offer a lot of other beverages as well.
Right. We have milk, chocolate milk, we have orange juice, apples, and then have Coke products and tea and lemonade. So yeah. And of course bottles of water. So yeah.
Well, anything else you can tell us about the Buttermilk Biscuit Company in Delphi? Again, we're speaking with Jason Moore on our Marsh Sands Window Tinting Spotlight. Anything else that we need to know? Because I mean, I put me in the car, bring me over right now.
Sure. Well, we do things a little different. So when you come in, you'll grab a menu to look at. You'll order at the counter. You'll grab your silverware and things at the counter, and then we'll bring your food out to you. So it's a little bit different. We don't have waitresses, but we've got a lot of hardworking folks that love serving.
So I'm curious, what time
to be here?
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke up a little bit, so I thought you were done. I spoke over you. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Can you finish that?
No, I was just saying we're really blessed to be here.
Well, we are, I think, blessed to have you, it sounds like. And so tell us a little bit, too, about what time you start in the morning baking biscuits. I feel like I need to be in town where I could, like, kind of smell that biscuit baking smell.
Yeah, we're here at 5 a.m. baking biscuits.
Wondered.
The only, we're not here is Tuesday, but we're open on Sundays and Mondays, of course. And so we're here at 5 o'clock in the morning baking biscuits, and we open at 6.
And your hours for the rest of the week, are they pretty much the same?
Yeah, the only it's Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 6 to 2, and Sunday from 7 to 2. And we're closed on Tuesday.
That's kind of cool that you guys are open on a Sunday morning.
Yes,
so people can stop in on their way to church.
Folks from church, they like to come in.
Sure, yeah. That's what I would think too.
That's a lot of folks.
I believe it. Jason Moore, Buttermilk Biscuit Company in downtown Delphi, thank you so much for being our guest today. We are super intrigued and can't wait to get over there and check it all out.
Jason,
thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to have you.
Jason, I know one, you have a Facebook page, so we need to promote that. So tell everybody about the Facebook page. And also, they can actually call ahead. So tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Well, we're actually designing our website this week. We'll be doing. That's be the best way to get us is online ordering that you can just come in and pick up and walk out with, as opposed to having to call in and do that.
Okay, repeat that a little bit because we lost you. You kind of cut out on us.
Sure. We don't do call-in ordering right now, but we are doing a website with online ordering that will be up and running soon.
Okay, we got you that time.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. And then, of course, they can see it's Buttermilk Biscuit Company and Coffee Shop on Facebook, because there's a couple of other biscuit companies, so you got to make sure you get that and Coffee Shop.
Correct. Right.
124 East Main Street in Delphi. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. Definitely hungry now, if you weren't before.
Yeah, go to the Facebook page and check it. I mean, I printed out a couple of pictures for you so you could see, but yeah.
Yes, I saw that one photo.
It's like, holy moly.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Cat head biscuits. That is a term I had never...
Yeah, they're...
I had never heard that term.
They're like softball size. Them things are huge. I like that. I like a biscuit that's going to fill my hand instead of them little scrawny things that you usually pick up. Well, if I'm going to eat a biscuit, I want a biscuit.
A couple of things you need to know about going on around town. Tomorrow evening is the Rossville Cooks Night Out. That is from 4:30 until 6:30, drive-through pickup on the west side of Rossville School. I think you can still get tickets. You might want to check with the school first, but you can get tickets there, I guess. $12 for chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll, and dessert. And proceeds benefit the principal's fund, which benefits teachers and students. So that is tomorrow evening at Rossville School. Also, want to let you know, remind you, that the Christmas toy drive is happening. They're accepting new, unwrapped toys and monetary donations through December 5th, and they're doing that at Trinity Hope Center, Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and NHK Seating of America. And then they're accepting applications through November 30th for assistance, and those may be picked up at any of those locations. So if you would like to help with toys, you can do so. If you would like to get an application in, that's how you can do that as well. So we wanted to remind everybody about that as we're nearing the holidays. I have to tell you, because it was nice yesterday, we put most of our Christmas lights out.
Did you?
We'll see how it works. You know, last time I did that, I did it. Later. The first time I did it, it was still like in October that one year, and then they didn't work by the time December rolled around. So we'll see. They're all brand new. I hope they all work. I also want to let folks know that with Core Community Center, Coffee and Conversation with the Executive Director is taking place at Wesley Manor. That will be from 7:30 until 8:30 coming up on Wednesday. So you can look forward to that as well. And then the Giving Tree ornaments will be hung on the tree on the 21st, and there will be bingo from 1 until 3:30 as well, and that's, again, at Core Community Center. So a couple of things happening there. And then, Mel, did you want to talk about the Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, there should be coming on here.
Oh, they're coming on?
Later on here, today.
Oh, okay. So. Then basketball also. Hoosierland TV will heat up on Friday.
Yeah.
Girls basketball, Carroll at Clinton Central,
this
game time.
This is going to be another good matchup. You know, it was a hot matchup last year, and we're going to see where it goes this year.
Okay, that's 7:30 coming up on Friday. And, of course, you can watch that on HoosierlandTV.com. So looking forward to that as well. So a lot of things happening in our community.
Yeah.
And then as we get closer, and I'm going to tell you this now.
Saturday is going to be Flora's holiday craft and market show.
Yes.
Up at the Flora. It's at the fairgrounds. It says the community. It's put on by the community club, but it's at the fairgrounds, and the two enclosed buildings at the fairgrounds in Flora is where this will be at, and it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. That's coming up this weekend as well.
I want to let you know this, too, because you might want to get your tickets, because it's a great day. It's a big party night for folks, that the Frankfurt Moose Lodge number 7 is having their annual Thanksgiving countdown. That's November 30th, and the band is the Flying Toasters.
Yeah.
They're a great band.
They are a good band.
Yes. This is a $4,000 countdown. Can you imagine $4,000, somebody handing it to you this time of the year?
No kidding.
Tickets are just $40. They are on sale now, but you might want to get them now because that is a big party night. The dining room will be open from 5 o'clock until 7, and they'll be serving a couple of specials as well. So bring your friends. It is open to the public that night. So for all of those college students that are coming home looking for a great place to hang out with a great band, you might encourage them to come to the Frankfurt Moose Lodge because it'll be fun. We went to the last countdown, that it was a blast. It was so much fun. So but I just thought I should say that because tickets might sell out for that, so just keep that in mind as well. And then also the Angry Donkey in Michigan Town is having breakfast with Santa. Now the thing about this is that it's on December 15th. They're serving a breakfast buffet, and I thought this was just like, you know, for you and your kid, but no, the buffet is open to everybody. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to do the Santa part will be in the back. So but you will have to have reservations, and I would not be surprised if these are sold out very soon.
Yeah, it does not take long.
So but it's with the Angry Donkey, breakfast with Santa. You get photos with Santa. There's fun activities. There's presents for the kids. And so you do need to call the Angry Donkey if you would like a reservation for the buffet and all of that. And again, that's coming up December 15th. So yeah, just to let you know about that.
Well, I want to remind everybody, you can go to CCDN, we always abbreviate everything here.
We do, yes.
You can go to Clinton County Daily News, Boone County Daily News, or Carroll County Daily News. Check out the Community Events tab. And it'll pull up everything that's going on in the area, anything that we know, you know. And if you have something going on in the area, please get that information to us because we will promote it. We have no problem doing that. We'll get MJ does a great job getting stuff up on.
She does keep
on the community.
She does check it daily, by the way, too.
Yes.
So she keeps up on that.
Yeah.
I saw this over the weekend. You know, last week we had a little conversation about whether it was appropriate to put your banking information on your wedding invitation.
Yeah.
I saw this over the weekend as well, and I'm wondering what everybody thinks about this. A teacher asks a parent to include the whole class in her son's birthday party.
Mm.
So I'm wondering how folks are feeling about that. So the parent then said to the teacher, would you like to host the party and have all the children there?
Yeah.
And I don't know whatever came of that, but
I don't know. I don't even know anymore whether or not they give kids the opportunity to bring stuff in for their birthday. I don't think they do anymore.
I don't think they do because of allergens and things like that. I think that everything has to be wrapped and, you know, you can't make things anymore. I don't think. I don't know. But we would certainly be open to that, hear what people think. If you think that if you invite a few kids, if you should have to invite the whole class, first of all. And then if the teacher wants you to do that, maybe she should host the party.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it comes to that. Are we raising kids now where, you know?
I'm sorry, but every kid in that class may not be a friend to your kid. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. And I mean, for me, like when our children were small, our house wasn't that big. I couldn't have held a classroom of kids, and my kid's birthday's in January. So it's not like I can have it outside where we could, you know, I couldn't host that.
Oh, well, for us, our kids, and even my grandkids, it's always family parties. And then if they wanted to go do something, we would pick up whoever their best friend was. And, you know, we'd take them to the movies or we'd take, you know, do something special. But we didn't have a big birthday party with all their friends. No, it was family. Of course, there again, both of my kids grew up with a lot of cousins. So it was, and that was mainly, they all, almost all of them went to the same school, so they all hung out together anyway.
I wish the teachers weren't in class right now. It'd be fun to hear from some of them on what their thoughts about this are. But we'd love to hear from you, 659-3338, if you have any.
Or even a former teacher.
Yeah, anybody would like to call in on if they think that the whole class should be involved. And then if the parent was wrong for saying, okay, well, why don't you host it then? Because I get that.
I agree.
Are we raising a generation of children that thinks we should all be winners when, you know, sometimes...
Yeah, it doesn't. Life doesn't work that
way. That's not life, right.
Well, I mean, I'm all for inclusion, but when you can't host that kind of stuff like we did with our kids, I know we took stuff in. And the food allergens were there then, too, but every teacher knew who had those allergies, and the parents were made aware of that, that these kids had. So you had something special for those children. And that's, you know, that's the way we did it when my kids were in.
It's just sad that we've come to that point in life where,
I mean, you can't
take things into the school because somewhere somebody did something bad and, you know, so it's
I understand being afraid of the food allergen side of it. You know, I have to deal with that with 4-H because I have the littles. I have the kindergarten and first grade. And we have one particular meeting that lasts all day that we have snacks at. So I have to know all those allergens and those possibilities and make sure that if we do have a child that has an allergy, that we take care of that. And sometimes the parents want to provide that snack for
themselves.
That's
what I was going to say. Maybe the parents should provide that snack.
You know, and that's fine if they want to. I don't want them to feel obligated because we're feeding all these other kids. We should be able to feed their child too. But, you know, I need to know what is allowed and what's not. So, but, you know, I have to deal with it like that every year. So,
well, I just thought that was interesting that the teacher then would say, can you include the whole class? Well,
but it just
I can't.
It just kind of sucks that you can't do it at school anymore.
So, yeah, I know. And and it doesn't say the age of the child either. Yeah. I don't know how old
but then,
the child is.
You know, what do you do at the Christmas parties? And
what do you do for everything else?
Halloween parties that they have, you know, trick or treat and all that stuff. They have that at school. So why can't you maybe once a month celebrate every
child? Are they still doing Halloween at schools? Because
they do. Yeah, they do a costume walk. They just can't wear masks, which I understand. You know,
I just didn't know if they could bring snacks in and things like that anymore, if they were even doing that anymore.
The room mothers take care of all of it.
Do they still have room mothers? Okay.
Yeah, they still have room mothers.
I didn't know if they were still doing those things.
Yeah. Yeah, they still do all that. And it's cute. Some of the schools have trunk or treats after school, too.
Well, that's the thing. I was wondering if they did it because I know that our alma mater school did a trunk or treat. So then I'm like, maybe they don't do it anything during the day, and that if they want to participate, the family comes in the evening. Yeah, so no, that's why I was asking.
They still, I think they call them harvest parties now instead of
Halloween.
Yeah.
And then for Christmas, do they have a little Christmas party? And okay.
Yeah, play games, all of it.
You remember Valentine's Day when you used to get those little boxes of Valentine's card? Oh, wasn't that awesome when you got the exact Valentine's cards that you wanted to get from, and then you'd write the little names of all your friends on there and pass them out at school. Do you remember those?
I remember that. Yeah, we had boxes and you just stuffed everybody's box.
Yes, you stuffed everybody's box, but the fun part was going to the store and picking out what you thought was the coolest of the Valentine's cards, because I always picked out Warner Brothers, so either Bugs Bunny or something with Bugs Bunny.
Something funny.
Or some kind of animal. And, you know, they were little cards. You folded them over. You signed your name on the inside.
Yeah, I remember doing all that.
I wonder if they still do that.
Yeah, they do.
Do they still have those little cards?
I wonder. Some of the schools, the kids still have to make their boxes, their Valentine boxes, and you stuff the box. So... I was a room mother for 24 freaking years.
I was a room mother, but things have changed.
Between my two kids and my grandson. So I helped out with my grandson, too.
Yeah. It's just that things have changed since my kids have graduated. So, you know, it's been a long time since I've had a kid in elementary school.
Yeah, my grandson's still in school.
And my grandkids, some of them aren't in school yet, and some of them are, but I guess I didn't think to ask and see if they still did that.
Yeah, a lot of schools do. I mean, I'm sure there's some schools that don't, but most of the schools still do.
All right. Well, it's 9 o'clock. Let's take a break. I think I hear our guests back here. So you're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.